Now, unofficially, it looks like Joe Biden won Wisconsin and our 10 electoral votes by about 20,000 votes over President Trump. As we just heard, the Trump campaign announced today that it will seek a recount. The Associated Press also just called Michigan for Joe Biden.
It also appears that none of our 8 congressional seats flipped, so Republicans will hang on to their 5 districts in Wisconsin and Democrats have their 3.
In the state legislature, Republicans are hoping to pick up a few seats in the Assembly and Senate and win veto-proof majorities in both chambers. They came up short, but will still control the legislature for the next 2 years.
So what do you make of all of this? Share your thoughts at 800-642-1234. What do you hope comes out of 2 more years of divided government in Wisconsin? Do you think the parties can and should work together? 800-642-1234, or you can email ideas@wpr.org.
We've got 2 former state lawmakers with us now. Michelle Lichens-Voss is a former Republican member of the state assembly. She represented part of the Fox Valley. Michelle, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And Dana Walks is a former Democratic state representative from Eau Claire. Dana, good to have you with us as well.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Let's start with you, Dana. Just your overall impressions of where we're at right now, national and state levels. How are you feeling today?
Well, I'm feeling pretty good, to be quite frank. I think we're going to have a new president. I think that the outstanding votes in Nevada and Arizona are going to swing Biden's direction. They're fairly urban votes and suburban votes, so it should bode well for President-elect Biden. And I think in general, I think on a statewide level, I'm very proud of Wisconsin, how this went. There are some trends that are really interesting in this state and nationally. I mean, you see suburban votes swinging to the Democratic side. You see perhaps some rural votes swinging a little further to the Republican side. So there are some interesting trends that are developing. But overall, I feel very good today, and I think that we'll have a new president, and we've picked up a couple seats in the legislature.
And Michelle, how are you feeling well into post-election day now?
I'm feeling pretty good today as well, actually. I think we had been told for months by all of the mainstream media and all of the pollsters out there that it was going to be a huge blue wave across the entire country last night, and that's not what happened at all. I think we in Wisconsin are very familiar with close races, and so the fact that there were only 20,000 votes separating President Trump with Joe Biden is really no surprise to us here. But the fact that the assembly, I mean, the Democrats had so much money this year, that more money than they could have dreamed of having, and yet they were only able to take out 2 assembly incumbents, and yet the senators flipped 2 Senate seats. You know, that's amazing. So I think Republicans are doing pretty well in Wisconsin.
Yeah, Dana, not a great day for Wisconsin Democrats in the state legislature.
Well, we picked up a seat, Jim Mott. He lost. He's a Republican over in the Mequon area. And Rob Hutton, he lost. And congratulations to Deb Andraca and Sarah Rodriguez. I think those are good pickups. It is true we lost the seat, the Hudson State Senate seat, and we lost the Green Bay State Senate seat, Dave Hansen's seat that he held for many, many years. So there's some disappointing sides to this as well. But I think the future bodes well. And to be quite frank, I think what this may bring forth is redistricting that'll be more fair and will represent the middle of the road vote as opposed to the 2 extremes.
And Michelle, I wanted to ask before we move away from the presidential race too far, the Trump campaign says they're going to be asking for a recount in Wisconsin. It's within that 1% margin where you can request a recount and then pay for it. It's not on the House. It wasn't quite close enough for that. Former Governor Walker tweeted a couple times this morning saying 20,000 votes, that's a tall order to recount. Ultimately supporting that idea, though, what are you watching for with a potential recount, I guess, again, here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, right. Actually, I think what's more important than the recount is the canvas.
Sure.
Because that's where we would find if, you know, vote tallies were put in the wrong column, as we found in the past, and that could definitely make some changes. I would have to agree with Governor Walker that It is highly unlikely that we're going to find, you know, a 20,000 or at least a 10,000 vote change with a recount. But I do think it will be interesting when the canvas is completed to see if the vote totals stay the same way they are currently.
We're talking to two former state lawmakers getting their reactions to yesterday's elections, this week's elections, I don't know, this year's elections. They keep going. Michelle Lichtenvoss is with us, former Republican Assembly member. Dana Walks, former Democrat in the state assembly. All right, let's look toward next year. One thing I think we can take to the bank is we're going to have a Democratic governor in Wisconsin and a Republican legislature. I don't think there's any surprise coming out of that. Let's start with you, Michelle. Do you see ways for those two parties, the two branches of government, to work together on some of the big issues facing the state?
Absolutely. And I think it's historical that most oftentimes governors of both parties, Jim Doyle worked with Republican legislators, Tommy Thompson worked with Democrat legislators. It's just historical that usually the governor does reach out to the legislators. But this governor has been refusing to meet with and talk to our legislature. So I hope that in the next few days that our legislative leaders are able to reach out to the governor and somehow Governor Evers agrees to meet with them and they can find some common ground to continue to move Wisconsin forward.
And Dana, how about you?
Well, I look at it this way. I mean, when the Democrats and the Republicans worked together, we did extraordinary things. I mean, we literally flew to the moon when in Congress the Democrats and the Republicans work together. Now, I disagree with Michelle. I respectfully disagree. I think Tony Evers has been reaching the olive branch out to the Republicans since his first State of the State address. I sat in the balcony watching that address, and he was trying to reach out there, and it fell on deaf ears. I mean, we've got a pandemic in this state. We have a very serious problem in this state. We need to work together, and I think the legislature, the Republicans in the legislature, have been really fighting Tony Evers on this very, very important issue. Now, I am hoping that everybody can sit down now and try to get along and try to accomplish some of the business for the people of the state of Wisconsin. I look to Republican leadership in the Senate and the Assembly to extend an olive branch. Let's sit down and start working on some of these issues. There's nothing more important than this. This pandemic is deadly. And it's time for people to roll sleeves up and work together on this instead of fighting about it.
Well, I'll say I've had great conversations with a bipartisan pair of legislators over the last few years. They get together, they find an issue, might be, gaps in mental health coverage in northern Wisconsin, or opioids and advancing Representative Nygren's HOPE agenda. You know, finding problems, reaching across the aisle, working together to fix them, maybe setting aside the big stuff for a little bit. Michelle, is there a case to be made for, doing that, playing small ball? Maybe it's not the big high-profile issue, but we're getting stuff done.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the speaker created a task force already this year to deal with racism and police issues. There are Republicans and Democrats on that committee, plus a number of just regular folks out there. I think that committee, because they are not rushing to pass something just for political points, but when they dig deep and really try to come up with solutions, we are going to find bipartisan support for that. So we've got a history of that in Wisconsin. I think we are going to see that continue. But I also know we need a governor who is willing to work with the legislators. And we will see what happens in the next couple of days if he's willing to do that or not.
And Dana, your thoughts on that ability to find the little issues that are important in parts of the state and work together on them?
Well, I used to be on the Judiciary Committee in the legislature, and we talked about Jim Ott earlier today, and he was the chair of the Judiciary Committee, and I spent 6 years as the ranking Democrat on that committee. And, we had a lot of times that we were completely on the opposite side of things, but we did pass a bill dealing with some complicated annuity stuff. And that bill is literally being, other states are patterning their legislation after that bill that Jim and I wrote. We worked really hard on that. It was a special committee session through the summer. And we were able to roll up our sleeves and deal with a complicated legal issue. And we got a bill out that we're proud of, and it's literally being patterned after across the nation. But, you know, earlier I talked a little bit about the redistricting issue that's just about to rear its ugly head. You know, this is the time that everybody's got to sit down and find a way to redistrict the legislative seats. The way it's set now, you have to be to the far left or you have to be to the far right. There's really not much room in the middle. And I think that there's a hunger out there in Wisconsin and throughout this nation. There's a hunger for a place in the middle. And I think most people would prefer to see middle of the road legislation and middle of the road government and functioning government. And I think one of the things that would lead to that is legislative districts that are fair.
We'll get Michelle's thoughts on that in just a moment. We're talking to two former state lawmakers about the results of this year's election and what happens next. Dana Walks, Democrat, Michelle Lichens-Voss, Republican, both former members of the state assembly.
You can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. What are your hopes or your fears regarding those new legislative maps for the state? How do you feel about where the election results stand right now? Give us a call and join in at 800-642-1234. You can also tweet us at Central Time WPR.
We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time.
You're listening to Central Time. I'm Keely Boltina.
And I'm Rob Ferret. We're looking at the results from the fall elections, mostly focusing on the state legislature, also touching on the presidency and Congress. Our guests are Michelle Lichens-Voss and Dana Walks, former members of the state assembly, Republican and Democrat, respectively. You could join in at 800-642-1234. What do you hope to see now from divided government, continued divided government in Wisconsin, Democrat, governor, Republicans, legislature? Do you see ways they can work together? What are your thoughts, your general reactions to the elections and what we know about them so far? 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Michelle, just a few moments ago, Dana was talking about the upcoming redistricting in Wisconsin. We got the census. We'll get those numbers. The new lines get drawn. What are your thoughts looking ahead at that?
Yeah. With the maps, everyone talks about gerrymandering all the time. But if you want to look at some of the numbers from last night, and Democrats tend to live very close together in urban areas, and Republicans tend to live more in the townships and the villages and the surrounding areas. If you look at the numbers, Dane County had 260,000 people who voted for Biden and only 78,000 people who voted for Donald Trump. It would be very difficult to have somehow a Republican representation in Dane County, and I think for everyone who lives there, they completely understand that. So, and if you lived in my area in southeastern Wisconsin, if you don't live in the city of Racine or the city of Kenosha or the city of Janesville, the rest of the representation, all of the townships voted for a Republican. So it is very, very difficult to, make those districts all 50-50 when you have to reach into cities to get more Democrat votes, if that makes any sense. So I'm very confident that the legislature is going to be able to create maps that the governor is actually going to sign. I think that's just the way that the demographics work in the state of Wisconsin.
Data, Democrats self-cluster is the argument.
Yes.
Well, you know, that's really not the case. I mean, if you take a look at this electorate, now I've not seen the raw numbers from Wisconsin yet. I'm not sure that they've been published yet. I doubt it, but perhaps they have, but I haven't seen it. But take a look at where the Democratic votes are moving. They're moving into the suburbs. Now, it's true that we have enclaves where there's a lot of Democrats in the urban centers, but they're also spreading out. It's into the suburbs. I mean, Assemblyman Hutton is a Brookfield district. Jim Ott is also a Mequon district, which is a suburb district. And you can see what happened. The Democrats are spreading out. And if you take a look at the Washington Post put out an interesting exit poll analysis of Wisconsin the other day. And if you take a look at it, the Democratic Party is reaching into different age groups that that they, you know, frankly, they're really, really doing well with young voters and non-white voters and female voters. And those folks are all over the state. Now, it's true in rural areas, the Republicans have been doing better. But that's, you know, that's going to change, too, because I think the Democratic Party is going to swing and be more receptive to folks in the rural districts.
Let's go to our callers now at 800-642-1234. Ryan is with us in Superior. Ryan, hi.
Hey.
What did you want to bring up, Ryan?
Can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead.
Yeah. So I just basically, it's sort of on topic, but I wanted to sort of say that. Now that this election is finally wrapping up, I want to know what is Wisconsin going to do about the massive rise in COVID cases here in our state that's just running off the map. The Republicans in the state legislature have been just trying everything they can to sort of prevent making any action to take on it or any sort of safety protocols or anything like that. And now that the person who's been cheering for like no COVID response whatsoever has been voted out of office in the presidency, I'm hoping that the Republican legislators here in this state are going to start taking a more science-based and correct standpoint
gotcha.
On this issue.
Ryan, thanks a lot for calling in. Again, the presidential race not done or called completely yet. But Michelle, Ryan raising concerns about how Republicans in the legislature have responded to the pandemic. Your thoughts?
Sure. Well, they did pass a very comprehensive bill this spring when the pandemic first happened, and they gave the governor millions of dollars to spend on his own to do whatever he wanted to do that was necessary to keep the state of Wisconsin safe. He's chosen not to spend most of that money, actually. We don't know what he's doing. Hopefully he's going to respond to that soon. But when Governor Evers was asked recently, what could the legislators have done? He didn't have an answer. He wasn't sure what they could have done to make Wisconsin safer. If we see across the country, across the world, the number of COVID cases are increasing. And so I don't necessarily think this is something that the government can fix. I think people individually need to make sure they're washing their hands, that they're wearing their masks, that they're not getting together in large groups. And but we'll see. Our legislators, you know, are going to be talking hopefully to the governor. We'll see if they've come up with any ideas, any suggestions on what they can do just to make it safer. But I'd be curious what other people recommend other than closing absolutely everything. It is interesting when they talk about closing everything, everyone in the private sector would lose their income and their jobs. But most people who work for the government and the state would continue to receive a paycheck. So that'll be interesting to watch.
Dana, your thoughts on pandemic response?
Well, I think that the Republicans have made this a political issue. I don't think there's any question about it. You take a look at what the president's done. You take a look at the actions that went on in court in this state. Tony Evers has been asking people to put masks on, and he's issued critical health concern orders. And what happens? They end up in the Supreme Court in that Palm decision, which is one of the most it's a very unusual decision, or the result of that decision. It's like the Supreme Court went through gymnastics, the conservatives on the Supreme Court, in order to overrule health, safety, rules, laws, and orders. Now, here's the deal. If you don't think you should put on a mask, well, if you extend that logic, or I would say illogic, extend it a little bit, that should, you know, the same logic would allow people to drive cars drunk. I mean, that's ridiculous. Put a mask on, you protect the neighborhood. You protect other citizens. You protect people in Wisconsin. Don't put one on and you're going to spread that COVID. Same thing.
Time for one more caller. Brad is with us in Lake Geneva. Brad, hi.
Hey, how you doing? I have no problem with the masks. You know, I agree with that. That's something we need to all take precautions there. Yeah, I'm a right myself. I voted for Trump. You know, it does look like he's going to lose, and I am upset about it. But I'm not going out, and I'm not burning buildings, and I'm not breaking stuff. And if that doesn't say it all right there, which side and which what's going on here, I just want to say this. I hope we can work together, but I think that these big tech companies and this whole thing was designed by these major left, Facebook, Apple, Google, this whole thing, they're all left. They censor the media. They filtrate what they want put out there. you know, the numbers and the COVID numbers are skewed. They're not.
Okay,
wrong.
Brad, I'll wrap it up there. The COVID numbers seem pretty legit. But Brad expressing, I'll start with his first concern there. Dana, he says, hey, I'm willing to be a good sport. My guy lost and he doesn't feel like Democrats were, for example, when Donald Trump was elected. What would you say to that?
Well, I'd say Brad's a darn good citizen. You know, I'll tell you what, we've had a couple hundred years of a republic, and I want to keep this republic. And people that are threatening violence and people that are rioting, they're dead wrong. That's not what this country's about. You know, remember, we used to fly to the moon when we worked together. We really did. And we can do it again. And I think in Wisconsin, flying to the moon is sitting down and dealing with this health crisis that we've got on our hands. That needs to happen. And the
Michelle,
Republican leadership needs to stop fighting and actually help.
And Michelle, in our last minute, your thoughts on ways to work together in the future after a divisive election?
You know, again, we do have a history of working together. I am certain that if President Trump does not win re-election, that he will peacefully and graciously hand over the White House to the next president, because that's what our country does. There is an opportunity for folks to work together in Wisconsin. I just have to reiterate again, and I hope people look at what's been happening over the last few months, but the governor certainly hasn't been willing to work out or reach out and work with our legislators. So hopefully we can see something happen positively in the future and they can work together.
We'll leave it there. Michelle, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
And Dana, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Dana Wachs is a former Democratic state representative from Eau Claire. Also with us, Michelle Lichtenvoss, former Republican member of the state assembly from the Fox Valley. We talked to them about this week's elections for the state legislature, Congress, and the presidency.